This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Officials in the Gaza Strip report more than 30 Palestinians, including young children, were killed in two Israeli airstrikes overnight into Saturday. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
An Israeli airstrike near the southern city of Rafah on the Egyptian border killed over a dozen people, including two children. An AP cameraman filmed mourners praying by their bodies. The AP footage also showed a man lifting the covered body of a small child and placing it to his lips in a final goodbye kiss. In Gaza City in the north, Gaza's Civil Defense Department released footage of rescue workers searching through the twisted rubble of a home by flashlight after it was hit by an Israeli attack. Israel has argued that it is doing everything possible to protect civilians and has blamed Hamas for the high civilian casualties, saying its fighters make use of civilian buildings. I'm Karen Chamas.
The UN's Human Rights Office Friday once again called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza as the war between Israel and Hamas approaches its 100th day Sunday. Speaking to reporters via remote from Geneva, UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Liz Throssell said over the 14 weeks of the fighting, more than 23,000 Palestinians have been killed, and civilian infrastructure, including homes, hospitals, schools, water systems, and the UN's own facilities, have been widely damaged or destroyed.
As UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk, has repeatedly urged, there must be an immediate ceasefire on human rights and humanitarian grounds. A ceasefire to end the appalling suffering and loss of life and to allow the prompt and effective delivery of humanitarian aid to a population facing shocking levels of hunger and disease.
Throssell also mentioned ongoing rocket fire from Palestinian militant groups into Israel and highlighted the rising number of people